Blog Talk Radio. Are you ready to revive? Tuesday Talk with Toya is a show dedicated to providing God's answers for life's issues. It is your time to activate, set in motion, pick up again or bring back your vision to accurately represent your future. And now, here's your host, servant leader and coach, LaToya Williams.
Welcome and thank you all for tuning in to today's broadcast. I am your host, LaToya Williams, and this is Tuesday Talk with Toya. Thank you all again for tuning in, and I am so delighted that you all are tuned in to hear what God has put out for us today. Before we begin, I want to open up our phone lines and allow you all to call in if you have anything that you want to share or add to this broadcast. You all can dial in at 516-387-1368. Again, that number is 516-387-1368. We are very delighted for each and every opportunity that we have to come into your household. For those that have tuned in with us in previous weeks, we talked about the stabilization of our emotions. And if you heard our broadcast on last week, we began a series on steps that God had given us in regards to stabilizing our emotions. Last week, we began dealing with that topic, and we talked about step number one, which was the confession before the Lord. And just to recap for those that may have missed that broadcast, when we talked about the confession before the Lord, that we were basically talking about us coming before the Lord and pouring out our soul before the Lord. We were coming before him, as he said, we must worship him in spirit and in truth. And we know that we worship God in the spirit, but oftentimes it is the truth where we get tripped up a lot. So this step was about incorporating the spirit of truth, and it was about coming before the Lord naked and unashamed and pouring out to the Lord those things that you believe affected you by the hands of someone or some particular situation. And it was an opportunity for us to come into that space with God. We called it the messiest of spaces because it's oftentimes those things that we don't want to look at, but it's those very things that we need to confront in order to move forward in our lives. But on this particular broadcast, we're just continuing in that same mindset, and we're going to talk about the step number two, which for some may be the hardest of steps. And this step in particular is about forgiveness of others and also ourselves. Yes, I said forgiveness of others and then also ourselves. And I know, like I said, it may be the hardest of steps that we will have to take, but it is the most needful and it is the most necessary step that we have to take. And I do understand in and of yourself, you may not have the ability to do the forgiveness, but you have to understand this is where employing the Holy Spirit is very vital and is very critical because it is the Holy Spirit that will help you move into this spirit of forgiveness that in and of yourself, you may not have the ability. So employing the Holy Spirit will help you to acknowledge the emotional distress that you're in that we talked about in step one, but it also empowers you to move forward into this place of forgiveness that we are seeking after in these steps that God has put before us. Just to remind you, the Holy Spirit, he is your counselor, he is your comforter, he is your strong tower, he's your battle axe, he is your Prince of Peace, he's your defender, he is your refuge, he is your shelter, he is everything that you will need to help trouble your troubles. And you can depend on the Holy Spirit because he is here to help you do all that God is calling and prompting you to do. Many of us, I believe, are suffering from what I call that faulty thinking in the area of forgiveness. And you ask, what is this faulty thinking that you're talking about? This faulty thinking is when you perceive that holding a person in hostage by not forgiving them hurts or hinders them. But in reality, you are actually hurting and hindering yourself. Holding another person in hostage does little for them, but it does a lot for you. And then secondly, you think that forgiveness is about letting the person off the hook. It's some form of justification or validation of the offense. Or just simply you feel like it makes you appear weak. But contrary, beloved, in reality, it's about your strength. It's about your freedom. It's about your courage. It shows your deliverance. And most of all, it is showing how much you love yourself. Yes, it is the ultimate expression of love toward yourself. See, harboring this faulty thinking will rob you of your energy that is needed and necessary for you to fulfill the call of God on your life. And see, we see this in the Bible through the example of three lives, and that's in the life of Esau, Jacob, and Laban, three lives that was impacted by offense. And we know the story. Jacob was tricked Esau out of his birthright, but then Laban also tricked Jacob to make him work more years for the wife that he so desired. All of them were operating in some form of offense, one toward another. But what I love about their story is not so much to focus on the offense or the trickery that was involved in their lives, but what I love about their story is when it says over in Genesis, I believe 33, in verse 4 in particular, when God brought Jacob back home, Esau had every right to hold Jacob hostage to the offense because he had stolen a most valuable thing, his birthright. But the Bible says in Genesis 33, verse 4, and Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. See, when God called Jacob home, there was something that had already moved on the inside of Jacob to release the forgiveness. And so when he beheld his brother after those many years, he beheld him not in the offense that he had occurred, but he held him out of the love. And that's what the forgiveness, the spirit of forgiveness will do. It will move you and compel you into a place of love, because the Bible says love covers a multitude of sins. And what we see here through the illustration of their lives is we see two different situations that we have to understand about forgiveness. Sometimes we have to forgive when they ask for it, and then sometimes we have to forgive before the offender even know to ask for it, or if they ever do. Because in actuality, forgiveness has little to do with them, and it has everything to do with you. I'm going to say that one more time. Forgiveness has little to do with the offender, but it has everything to do with you. Real quickly, I want to give you some important facts about forgiveness. One, forgiveness is not a feeling, but it is a choice. When you choose to forgive, your feelings will eventually catch up with it. And then secondly, forgiveness is not about forgetting, but a refusal to dwell on the offense in a negative way. Thirdly, forgiveness is not natural, but it is a supernatural, requiring the help of the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to say that again. Forgiveness is not natural, but it is supernatural, and it truly does require the help of the Holy Spirit. And then finally, fourth, forgiveness is about letting go and moving forward. It's about breaking the stagnation and hindering spirit that is in crippling within that spirit of unforgiveness. Because God wants us to have our heart open wide to be able to receive in and to also be an expression out. So before we get ready to end our broadcast today, I want us to make a simple confession to begin this process of operating in the spirit of forgiveness. So say with me, Father, I understand that there is no profit in holding myself or others in unforgiveness, but it profits all to release and begin the healing process. This day, I choose to forgive myself and others. I choose to forgive the hurt caused by others and the hurt I have caused others. Father, I repent for my behavior and attitude as a result of harboring unforgiveness. And I ask you to forgive me in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And we don't want to close out our broadcast without giving you an opportunity to receive Jesus. Romans 10 and 9 says, if you confess Jesus as Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, that you are saved. And if you have made that simple confession today, let us know. We want to celebrate with you about the wonderful decision that you have made and to celebrate with heaven about you now being a part of the kingdom. I want you to remember, you cannot change what has happened. I'm going to say that one more time. You cannot change what has happened, but you can forgive and heal.
Thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast. We pray that the broadcast has been an enrichment to you and your family. We thank God for your continued support and prayers for this ministry. Please tune in every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another powerful talk. If you would like to be a guest, provide feedback, or submit a prayer request, we invite you to email us at reviveyoucoaching@gmail.com. Until we meet again, God bless you.